Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 4 of 4 on complete dedication, and is based once again on Romans 12:2, but that last phrase, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Fourth and finally, we have looked at the dedication commences with presentation, it consists of separation, it continues with transformation, and now we look finally that it culminates in discrimination. Now, I use that word discrimination not in the negative sense of unfairly treating a person or group differently from other people or groups. Rather, I use it in the positive sense as Webster defines it, and that is the ability to recognize the difference between things that are of good quality and those that are not. Therefore, the result of true dedication is that we will be able to discern God's will. The word prove here is dokimazo. It means to test, pronounce good, and establish by trial. In other words, we discern God's will not by intuition, inner urges, or any other mystic method, rather by presenting ourselves to Him totally, separating ourselves from the philosophies of the age, and continually renewing our thinking by the Word of God. Paul then goes further by listing three characteristics of God's will. First, God's will is good. This is the wonderful Greek word agathos, which has a wide range of meanings, including benevolent, profitable, useful, beneficial, excellent, virtuous, and suitable. And obviously, each of those is certainly true of God's will. Secondly, God's will is acceptable. The Greek here means literally well-pleasing. We all tend to think that by exercising our will, by choosing our own preferences, we will be pleased and satisfied. But let us ponder this for a moment. When we get to the end of our lives and look back, will it be our will or God's will that we regret? And thirdly, God's will is perfect. This is a very important Greek word as well, teleos, which is derived from telos, which originally referred to the culminating point at which one stage ends and another begins. And later it referred to the goal, the end, or completion. God's will, therefore, is complete. It is the greatest goal, and it is the very best end. I'd like to end our meditations on dedication by a reference to a particular movie. Now, in doing so, let me add a disclaimer that use of this illustration is not an endorsement of either the movie or the actors in the movie, but it does vividly picture dedication. In the movie Ironweed, Meryl Streep plays a ragged derelict who dies in a cheap hotel room. To prepare, Streep hugged a huge bag of ice cubes for more than half an hour. When the camera rolled, Jack Nicholson, her derelict friend, grieves beside her. But through take after take, and between takes as well, Meryl just lay there gray and cold. A frightened member of the crew whispered to the director, Hector Babenko, "What's going on? She's not breathing." There was, in fact, no sign of life in Meryl's body. Babenko hesitated, but let the scene proceed. But even after the shot was done and the set was struck, Meryl Streep continued to lie there, gray and still. Only after 10 minutes had passed did she slowly emerge from the coma-like state into which she had deliberately sunk. In utter amazement, the director Babenko muttered, "Now that is an actress." Well, my dear Christian friend, total dedication does amaze people. How wonderful it would be for each of us if we were so dedicated to Christ that people say, now that is a Christian. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. In the following verses, what other things are good? Romans 7:12, Ephesians 2:11, and Philippians 1:6. Our next episode is titled, The Christian Servant's Availability, and is based on Isaiah 6:8. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I do indeed pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.